Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I'd like us to read part B together, God saying, and let's take all of it from verse 1. Let's take it. 1, 2, go. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. God is about to prove himself as somebody's shield and somebody's exceeding great reward this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. After these things, what things? The things that come to confront you. The things that came to buffet you. The things that came to question your faith. The things that came to question your belief. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham. And what did God say to Abraham? God said to him, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. But before that, he said to him, fear not. Beloved, this morning, I'd like to preach on a message in the next few minutes titled, fear not, I am thy shield. The Bible tells us in this place that we don't need to go through the preambles. But you see, beloved, there are many times in life when you look back at things that sometimes fear can come up. And what is fear? Fear can be defined as a negative emotion that is an unpleasant emotion caused by threats. Threats of danger. Threats of pain. Threats of harm. It is only a threat. It is not an actual existing occurrence. But fear is that negative emotion, is that unpleasant emotion that can manifest in several ways, to several degrees, to several extents. Fear can manifest itself even to the extent, I don't know if you've ever experienced it as a student facing an examination. Maybe as you're about to sit in the exam hall, the fear of what you're about to confront in those question papers comes upon you and it manifests in all manner of symptoms, including what we call neurogenic diarrhea, including what we call palpitations, including cold sweat that breaks out on people. Fear can have varying degrees, but God identifying that the devil will always come up with fear in the lives of his children, told Abraham, fear not. I saw in scriptures that the word fear not is recorded in scripture about 144 times. And the word do not be afraid is recorded 7 times. And the words not afraid alone is recorded 78 times. And the word fear on its own, just fear, whether it was describing a fear of somebody or describing God instructing not to fear, is recorded in the Bible 386 times. So if it is so mentioned, it tells you that it is obvious that God identifies that it is an issue that daily confronts people. It's an issue that daily confronts his generation. You see, beloved, fear also is the opposite of faith. And if the devil can ingrain fear sufficiently in the heart of a person, he displaces the faith that was in that life. I want to announce to somebody here today that the faith of God shall overwhelm every fear that has ever been in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What do we see here today? We see here God telling Abraham that he is his shield. What does it mean to be a shield? A shield is a protective device. A shield is a cover. A shield is a surrounding protective element in the life of a person. You see, also, even if you look at some creatures like the tortoise or the snail, that shell that is around their body is a shield. If you look at a snail, a typical snail, or a typical tortoise. When you confront a tortoise, what does he do? He goes back into his shell and he's protected. You can hit the shell all you want, you will not be able to get to the soft tissue of the snail that or the tortoise that is inside that protective case. I want you to imagine yourself as being covered with a shell, the way the tortoise has been covered by a shell. And your own shell is not a hard object. It's not wood. It's not steel. It's not stone. Your shield is God himself. I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying. Your shield is God himself. Before you can get to you, you have to get past God. Before they can penetrate you, they have to penetrate your God. Before they can get to you, they have to get to God. Get through God and get to you. And how many of you know that nothing can penetrate my God? Nothing can pass through God. Nothing can pierce through God. After today, you are going to walk around with the understanding that he is your shield. If you believe he's your shield, walk to six people and tell them, he is my shield. God is my shield. God is my shield. God is my shield. God is my shield. Shout hallelujah. Please take your seat. A shield is, number one, a protection from danger. It's a protection from risks. And it is a protection from unpleasant experiences. A shield is a protection from danger. It is a protection from risks. It is a protection from unpleasant experiences. When you encounter an armored tanker, the armored tanker is a shield. The people driving it are inside the tanker. They can see through it. Everything about the tanker is bulletproofed. And they can advance against the enemy or retreat from the enemy. That's the shield there. That's the armored tanker there. And nothing can penetrate it. So they are inside and they are protected from unpleasant experiences. They are protected from unpleasant situations. They are protected from risk. Number two, a shield is a protection from danger. When danger is coming your way, even when you are not aware that that danger is on the way, God himself, who is your shield, rises up on your behalf. Beloved, you and I don't know the extent of the battles that God has fought for us. We don't know how many times he has deflected arrows that were coming your way. We don't have an idea how many times he cut short that witch or that wizard in their tracks. We don't know how many times he sent arrows back to sender. I'm here to announce to you today that as you remain under the cover of the shield of the Almighty, every weapon that is fashioned against you today, they meet that shield and they are deflected back. They encounter that shield and they are deflected back. They encounter that shield and they are passed back to sender. If you believe it, shout a loud amen. Amen. Take your seat. And so, if God says to Abraham, I am your shield, he says that because he had told him, do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God is set to exceed somebody's expectations today in the name of Jesus. And the second thing that we'll look at this morning and then we'll rise up and pray is he says he is your exceeding great reward. Those words there are they are a repetition. They are a duplication of itself. Exceeding means abundant. It means superfluous. It means more than enough. It means excessively, more than enough, abundant. So he says, I am your abundant, exceeding, superfluous, more than enough reward. Then he comes again and says, great, exceeding great reward, which again talks of abundance, talks of exceeding, talks of superfluous. So he is your more than enough reward. He is your abundant, abundant reward. He is your overflowing, overflowing reward. He is your overprotecting reward. I want to announce to you today, you will not serve God in vain. You will not serve God in vain. You will not serve God in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is reward? God's reward. Our reward to you talks about your pay, talks about your salary, talks about your remuneration, talks about your benefits, talks about your compensations, talks about your hire, talks about your wages, talks about your worth. God says to you, my daughter, my son, fear not, for I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. I am more than sufficient for you. Is your fear about your future? Is your fear about whether you have enough resources to sustain yourself? Is your fear about whether your children will do well? Is your fear about whether you will get married? Is your fear about whether you will have enough money to build a house or to buy a car or to pay your rent? What is your fear? God says to you, do not fear, for I am your exceeding great reward. I have more than enough to sustain you. I have more than enough to make available for you. The things that others fear, I have it available to meet your needs. God is rising up on the behalf of somebody today. And if that person is in the house, you will jump up on your feet and shout a loud amen. God not only preserves your life, not only shields you, he doesn't only protect you, he doesn't only surround you. He's not just a shell around your life and your destiny. He also pays you. He also rewards you. He also abundantly and exceedingly meets you at every point of your need. Today, everything that you came in here with as a question in your heart, as an unanswered question in your heart, as an unanswered petition in your life, today, God is meeting you at that point of need. God is answering your questions. God is granting you your heart's desires. If you are a believer in the house, you shout a loud amen.